T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show, and we are joined by longtime NFL player, NFL analyst, and now the author of a new book, somewhat controversial book. He's making some waves in the football world. The title of the book is Brainwashed, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. He is Merrill Hodge here on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Merrill. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Very good. How about you?
We are great. This obviously is a book that's making some waves. I know you and your co-author, Peter Cummings, penned a op-ed piece in Yahoo. And you know, I'm sure you're taking some flack. Your belief is not that CTE does not exist, but that you can't necessarily prove that it comes directly from playing football. Do I have that right?
Kind of. Let me first say this. I come at this, even though I played, I come at this as a dad. And I come at this probably like everybody who's listening to you guys and you guys have done. I've seen the headlines. I'm as confused as anybody else. Some of it in my head, just because my experience, I was like, that doesn't make sense. So instead of sitting worrying about it or living in fear about it or not caring about it, I just went on a quest. I started asking those questions from the greatest minds in this country and in Canada. I've cut brains. I've listened to people. I've covered it in every direction. I never know I'd go back to school to learn science to this degree. That being said, I'm going to tell you what is the common standard theme in the science world from neuropathologists. When I ask, okay, what is CTE? This exactly how it was. Two people clarified it in this way. Everybody said the same thing, but I thought this was the best way to understand it. It's a pattern they're observing. They do not know what causes it, and they don't know what it causes. And they have cases where people have that pattern who played football had concussions. People who played sports had concussions. And they have cases where nobody ever played sports, never had a concussion, no history of head trauma. And I was like, then that starts this question. Well, how come we only hear about the ones in football? We never hear about those other cases. Again, Merrill, that's why we're in an observation state. How does it get to this outside that realms of science? I mean, is where it's become a big problem. And that's why I wrote the book, because when you understood all the things that are where science is versus what you see in the media, you would just be blown away that it's gotten to this hysteria level without no scientific evidence of it.
Well, let me ask you a question. The Boston University study has been the most famous one. They looked at a lot of brain, a lot of NFL players have donated their families' brains and things like that, and they've come to a hypothesis that some of it is caused by football, and that caused, you know, incidents like Andre Waters and maybe Junior Seau. How do you dispute their science versus your, you know, research?
Well, you just said that paper always gets brought up. I asked that question about that player, the exact same paper. And a bunch of things were said to me that obviously make this thing, when you think about it in these terms, you're just like, how does it get to this? You use the words hypothesis. You know, I know you caught yourself. You don't even want to say cause. All these words, if you go read that science paper, the caution at the bottom and the conclusion will blow you away, what's said in the paper. Now, nobody goes and reads the science paper. But here's what a bunch of the experts would say to that particular paper. Merrill, that would be, I could do the exact same thing and find the opposite. I could go get 110 healthy brains. We've had 4 or 5 NFL former players pass away just the last couple of weeks in their 90s and 80s. You could get those healthy brains and I could find no pattern of CTE too. It's a bias study. But they said the better way to understand this, Alzheimer's, we have been working on it for decades. Hundreds of doctors have been working on it. Hundreds of papers have been written on it. Thousands of brains have been looked at. We still don't know what causes it. You're going to tell me one study and one report is going to give us that answer? It is a pinprick to this. And I was like, but then we go back, what you see in the media, is not what you're hearing in science. It's not where they are in science. And there's, listen, that's one paper. There's been other papers that can contradict that and can show the opposite of those things. But nobody reads about those science papers. Nobody knows they exist. That's why I wrote the books. I put them in there and really had Dr. Cummings, who's a 3-board certified forensic professor out of Boston University. I'm telling you, it was absolutely brilliant. But he's not the only guy we use. I use a lot of neuropathologists in there to help explain the science versus what you see in the media. And we also really, the book is about really how exciting sports are today, from not just protocols, treatments, therapies, but equipment being used, instruction, how we're going about practicing, playing, the protocols that are a part, the treatments and therapies that I don't think most people even know about that help kids return back to play and repair injuries. The brain is a fantastic thing. And this is for not just sports. This is for all activities. My son's a football player for BYU, started at age 7. His first concussion he got in the shower. He slips and falls in the shower in his dorm room his freshman year. And I was like, you know, head trauma can happen anywhere. So the more we understand how to take care of it and the treatments and therapies for it, the better. And we do that in the book to really help people who may have a head trauma. Let's give them information to help them, you know, not scare them if they're going to get a concussion, that they're going to get CT. There's no scientific evidence of that.
We're talking to Merrill Hodge here on 97.1 The Ticket. Who is trying to destroy football in your mind?
Well, I think all you got to do is go look at all the legislation and the bans attack or the legislation.
But I guess my question is, what do they have against football? Like, why if the premise that you and Dr. Cummings are putting out there is valid, then who are the forces that don't want this game to thrive and succeed?
Well, you can start with facing the CT attacking youth football. The one area that has no defense because they're really not under one umbrella is youth football. It is a fragmented division. I mean, you got Top Pop Warner, which is awesome. USA Football, which is awesome. You got Anthony Munoz that does stuff. You know, you got powerful communities. I mean, it doesn't mean nobody, just because you're not under those umbrellas doesn't mean you're not doing great in youth football. But there's no collaboration. It's not all under one umbrella. And when you attack a sport and say you've got to ban it without the scientific proof, that's a real problem. I don't want anybody to ban. I mean, concussions happen in all sports. Why don't you ban all sports?
I agree. I agree with you on that. But I guess what I'm saying is, I mean, I'm going by the title here, obviously, The Plot to Destroy Football. It sounds like there is a group of men or women or mothers or fathers or whatever who are trying to bring down this great game.
Go look at the legislation, who's behind them. Mm-hmm. Face of the CT would be one. If you went and looked at legislation, you'd find that. That's why I wrote the book. It'll explain, you know, what they're using to try to ban tackle football. There's no scientific evidence behind it. In fact, if you look at all the papers, it's quite contradicting, quite honestly, if you look at it all. And that's why I think the book is just so important, because I didn't know those papers existed. I didn't know there was all these other scientists that were saying the absolute opposite and then proving it. The one thing you got to remember, they're all using the same science papers. This isn't we wrote a group of science papers and this is what we believe, and you wrote another science and this is what you believe, and it confirms that. Everybody is using the same science papers. If you go read them and you read the bottom, just go to the bottom. Sometimes that's the most powerful part. For example, some of the papers they're using say, caution, you cannot use this to change policy. It says it in the science paper. I'm like, well, how can you take that and try to change policy when it just warns you don't do that?
Now, I
find that harmful.
Let's be clear. Your career ended because of a concussion stuff that you had. You had a few, and then you had the last one with the Bears that you detail in the book. And then you sued I forget it was either the Bears or the NFL or both. So you're not saying that football is not a dangerous sport. You are one who had severe concussions.
Well, there's a different subject there. That was about protocol. That was about changing the environment based on what was just going on in the NFL. Now, keep in mind, that's 1991 to 94. I was the first group of players to ever do cognitive testing. My career ends of it. You are right. I took an NFL doctor to court because of improper care. I got cleared over the phone. Now, in 1994, 5 days after, I don't remember who I am or why I am for some 8 to 10 hours. I get cleared over the phone.
They didn't even see you, right? They just, you had a phone conversation, they cleared you.
Correct. Now, what you got to always remember, okay, with all the stuff we know right now, we laugh at that. We're like, are you kidding me? That's preposterous, right? I mean, 100% right. But even in 1994, that was still, like, unacceptable. The Steelers had a neurologist on staff. They were doing baseline testing since 1991. The Bears were not doing any of that, nor did they have a neurologist on staff. Now, this is not – I could write a book to sling mud at the Chicago Bears. How's that going to help anybody? What the Bears did the next year, first group of teams, I think them and the Eagles, to make mandatory testing for cognitive testing, so they started to change it. But what I'm – where this has come to is in 2008, I went to Congress, and we had been doing nothing for 99% of our football players on this planet, 8 to 18. We were doing stuff in the NFL, college, but we weren't doing a protocol there. So I spoke in front of Congress because I'd been doing this protocol in my youth program since 2003. Let's do this for all of youth sports. Let's give them some guidance and direction to help protect our kids. And that protocol was the same one I established in 2003. Any sign of head trauma, the kid was removed from that environment. No matter what that environment is, they don't return to play. And they don't play the next week. So it gave them like a 2-week window. It was just kind of like a paraphrasing the standard of what I established when I coached and then when I went to Congress. And it's pretty much a standard staple today, although it's much better. It's molded better. There's more tests and stuff that they evaluate now with all levels and that we're applying in youth football that are a part of youth football. And if it's not a part of youth football, I'll be the first one to tell you, get your kid out. If they're not handling head trauma in any sport, right, or they don't have a protocol and when they're asked and they don't have a plan for it, I'd get them out too. I'll be the first one to say that because that's unacceptable in the environment that we have today. We want to keep promoting that, but a mass majority are doing it. And the equipment is so much better. The instruction, how we practice, how we play, the treatments and therapies that are available. I mean, like if I was a parent with kids and my kids were starting today, I would be ecstatic that my kids get to play in the safest environment we've ever had. For 90 years, we played with no head trauma protocol. If you guys played youth football, maybe you played in an era where you had plastic and maybe a little bit of foam in your helmet. We used to tackle our coaches for scrimmage. when I think back to that, because I remember I could not wait to hit my coach. I couldn't wait for scrimmage because I couldn't wait to see how hard I could hit him, right? And I'm like, if I even thought about the things, shoot, when I first started, you couldn't drink water. You're considered soft if you drank water. Now, what's interesting about that era, if you guys were part of it, there's hundreds of millions of people who played in that environment. Yeah. I mean, from 20s to 90s today. So if tackle football today, I mean, if that caused all these problems that they're telling you happened, which there's no scientific evidence of that, by the way, we would have a lot of epidemics cognitively, socially in this country that we had never been able to answer. We'd be able to go, aha, there it is.
Final thing real quick, football-wise, will the Lions ever be good? I mean, you were an analyst for 21 years. You played against them. You've watched them from afar. One playoff game since 1957. What do you have to say about us?
Well, just so you know, I feel your pain. My best friend that I've known for, 40 years is a Detroit Lion fan, him and his dad. I have been answering this question since I feel like I'm 15, all right? I have no answer for it. I wish I had an answer. Trust me, it would make my life better during the season. My best friend called everything. Even if I say something when I work the ESPN positive about Detroit, oh, my phone will blow up. Why? Not my friend and his dad calling me. You are crazy. Listen, I'll give you some hope. Look at the Saints. That was the exact same thing that happened to the Saints, you know, for decades and decades. So there is hope. There is hope.
There has to be.
I want you guys to win so bad in deeper ways than you could possibly imagine.
Well,
but there
Merrill,
is hope.
We appreciate it very much. Again, the book Brainwash, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. Peter Cummings, MD, contributes to the book, but it's written by Merrill Hodge, who has been our guest today. Merrill, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with the book, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Merrill Hodge joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.